Hello, GWA Backstage. It's certainly been a while, a good 4 months since my last upload, and a lot of shit has gone on, both positive shit and negative shit. And I never thought I'd ever hear myself say that. Just to give you a quick update on what's happened, I have moved to a new location. I auditioned and got the part of a role in a local community theater, and then lost it because, well, COVID-19 happened and my province is effectively on lockdown. I haven't seen my fiancé in about a month and a half, and in that time I have not gotten laid. But that's okay, because I'm safe, I'm fine, I'm healthy, and so is she. Anyway, now that I'm back, I thought it'd be fun to do a questionnaire, because I haven't done one of these in a while. Specifically, Hellenbach's Retro Gaming Questionnaire. I'm a bit of a gamer. Okay, that's an understatement. But, yeah, let's get started. Okay, 53XB07, hit me with the first question.
You've got it. Question number one. What's your all-time favorite first level of a game?
That would have to be the first level of Mega Man X for the Super Nintendo. Ego Raptor summed it up perfectly in his video, comparing the classic series to the X series, but the intro stage basically teaches you how to play the game. If you played the classics, yes, the whole run, jump, shoot, that still applies. But it's structured in such a way that you fall down a crevice and you learn how to wall jump. You learn how to charge your buster and shoot it at bigger enemies. And you don't actually realize that you're playing through a tutorial. Then at the end, you get your ass kicked by a robot in a giant mech suit, and the real hero of the Mega Man X series, Zero, appears and saves your ass, which gives you motivation to get stronger.
Question number two. Fuck, marry, kill. Sony, Sega, Nintendo.
I'd fuck Sony, marry Sega, and kill Nintendo. My reasons for this is quite simple. First, Sony has more or less dominated the gaming industry ever since the PlayStation came out way back when. I am a Sega fanboy. I grew up with a Sega Genesis. That's a Mega Drive to you guys outside of North America. In fact, one of my fondest memories was meeting someone from Sega who gave a presentation to a college course that I was attending about a decade ago, and one of my prized possessions is actually a photo of myself with this huge smile on my face, shaking the guy's hand. And as much respect as I have for Nintendo, for multiple things really, revitalizing the North American video game industry, creating memorable characters and games, making incredible consoles, how they treated their third-party developers in their early days has left a very sour taste in my mouth.
Question number three. Cartridges or discs? Why?
I'm gonna cheat a little bit and say both. Hear me out on this. From the beginning of the industry, ROM cartridges were really the best, and really the only method of loading and playing games onto your various systems. However, when CD-ROMs came about, and Sega released the Saturn, and Sony released the PlayStation, you had unprecedented levels of storage at your disposal. This was a blessing for developers who wanted to make bigger games and more cinematic pieces. Not to mention, CDs are a lot cheaper to make than cartridges. And depending on how efficiently the programmers have coded the game, like we see in Final Fantasy VII for the PlayStation, loading times can be practically non-existent. Of course, recently, as we've seen with the PS Vita and Nintendo Switch, there seems to be a return to cartridges, albeit not ROM-based, but SD-based. Of course, the downside is discs are still easier and cheaper to produce than cartridges, so make your choice.
You fucking cheater.
says the computer that impregnated an Amiga 4000 and then abandoned her.
Hey, let's not bring that up. The folks here on GWA Backstage are listening to this for the questionnaire, not my past sex history. So, let's move on with question 4. Who/what is your favorite boss of all time? Favorite final boss? If they are different, otherwise disregard.
My favorite boss of all time has to be from Sonic CD, specifically Stardust Speedway Act 3, The Race with Metal Sonic. The two of you are racing across this either hellish landscape or idyllic landscape, depending on if you've gotten a good future. You are constantly dodging out of the way from various traps that have been laid, Metal Sonic catching up with you, who then employs various tricks to keep you behind him, and following you at a rather fast speed is Dr. Robotnik, or Dr. Eggman, in his Eggmobile, shooting a laser down at the stage that instantly kills you if you touch it. If you win, a barricade slams shut behind you, Metal Sonic rams into it, and the fight's over. If Metal Sonic wins, that barricade prevents you from crossing, and Eggman catches up with you, and you're fried. And I absolutely love how both Sonic Generations and Sonic Mania recreated that race in their respective games. As for my favorite final boss, that would be the Profound Darkness from Phantasy Star: The End of the Millennium, aka Phantasy Star 4. I'm not going to spoil anything, just in case you haven't played it, but the fate of the entire Algol star system hangs in the balance.
Who is your favorite game character of all time? If they are not a protagonist, then who is your favorite protagonist? Not all protagonists are heroes, and not all heroes wear capes.
My inner child is screaming Sonic. But, as a gamer, I have grown and matured. My tastes have changed. While Sonic still has a very special place in my heart, he's no longer my favorite character. He is in the top 5, though. My all-time favorite character are the Kerbals from Kerbal Space Program. Though if I had to choose one, I'd say Jeb Kerman. They're basically a species that loves space, loves going into space, loves exploring space. And Jeb Kerman is an absolute badass. He never experiences fear unless something has gone horribly wrong. Of course, half of the fun of Kerbal Space Program is watching your craft explode in the most spectacular ways possible.
Question 6. Backtracking. Yay or nay? Do you prefer to Metroid up with all kinds of freedom to explore, or Super Mario up by finishing a stage and never looking back?
I enjoy backtracking only if it's done well, like in the aforementioned Metroid, or in certain role-playing games. Otherwise, I'm more of a straight and linear kind of person. Shit, I hear sirens in the background. Damn it, gotta hide my pot! Wait, it's legal here in Canada. Moving on.
Question 7. Favorite genre? Platformer, role-playing game, adventure, etc.
As a youngster, my favorite genre was action platformers, like Sonic, Mario, Gunstar Heroes, those sort of games. Now, though, I've grown particularly fond of role-playing games, particularly the types of role-playing games that really draw you in and make you care about the characters and what they're going through. Notable examples are Dragon Quest, specifically the 8th and 11th, are some of my particular favorites, Final Fantasies 6, 7, and 9, the aforementioned Phantasy Star series, specifically 4, the Baldur's Gate trilogy, Neverwinter Nights. I could sit here for hours and just list off series that I have enjoyed, but I'm going to move on.
Probably for the best. Nobody wants to hear you talk for hours. Anyway, question 8. Desert Island Gaming. You have a magical palm tree that generates electricity, has a TV screen, and cartridge slots, disc trays, and controllers for every console released prior to 2000. For an inexplicable plot relevant reason, you have 3 games with you and you have no idea how long you will be stuck here. What games are they?
an EverDrive cartridge for the Nintendo Entertainment System, an EverDrive cartridge for the Sega Genesis, and an EverDrive cartridge for the Super Nintendo, all three of which have been loaded with every single ROM in their library.
Oh god damn it. Stop cheating. No EverDrive cartridges.
Fine, fine. Spoil my fun, why don't you? The aforementioned Phantasy Star: The End of the Millennium for the Sega Genesis. Dragon Quest VI with an English ROM patch for the Super Nintendo. And Final Fantasy VII for the PlayStation.
Question 9. What game has the best musical score of all time in your opinion? What's your one favorite video game song of all time?
The first one is easy enough. Dragon Quest XI. As much as I dislike Koichi Sugiyama, personally, I love his music. Here, just, I'll give you a brief taste of what Dragon Quest XI has. Just as a note, this is drawn from the Switch version of Dragon Quest XI, which has the Symphonic Suite. Admittedly, those last two ones were from Dragon Quest III, but they are featured in Dragon Quest XI, so how could I not include them? Besides, everyone who's played and completed Dragon Quest XI knows why it's in there, As for my favorite song, that would have to be Sonic Adventure 2's Live and Learn by Crush 40.
Wow, that was a long one. Here's hoping this doesn't get DMCA'd for those tracks. Anyway, on to question 10. Have you tried any of the new retro-style games like Shovel Knight, Undertale, Stardew Valley, or something else? Give us a 30-second elevator pitch for why we should go buy this game right fucking now.
Oh my god, you guys, yes, I have played them, I love them, I especially adore Stardew Valley because I'm a Big Harvest Moon or Story of Seasons fan, and oh, yes! I love it so much, I sank well over 100 hours into it, and I'm still not done! I've never encountered any better storytelling than in Undertale, because, oh, sweet, merciful crap! Oh, Toby Fox, you are a genius! And I'm all for independent developers. Hell, I'm doing some independent game development myself. And really, that's when you have the most creativity and the best. You are at your best when you're independent, not having some corporate jackass breathe down your neck and saying, no, it has to be this way, and this way, and be done by, like, 3 hours from now.
Jesus. Tell us how you really fucking feel, Viking. Question 11. Video game character crushes? If you answer this question with there never were any, then you are a liar.
There never were any? I'm kidding. Alice Brangwen from Phantasy Star 4, Aerith Gainsborough, Final Fantasy VII, Bianca, Dragon Quest V, and there are others, but I'm a bit too ashamed to admit them, so moving on.
You goddamned cop-out. Question 12. What's your most memorable, memory as it pertains to video games?
This one actually goes back quite a while. I was 7 years old. It was Christmas of 1995. And I woke up at, like, 7:30 in the morning, went downstairs to watch some Christmas cartoons while my mom and dad kept sleeping and eventually wake up. And lo and behold, I see a Sega Genesis hooked up into the TV with 3 game cartridges, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Sonic Spinball, and The Revenge of Shinobi. Needless to say, I didn't actually watch any cartoons. And it's especially memorable for me because earlier in the year, my father broke his leg very badly, bad enough that he had to have surgery to reconstruct his leg. So he was off of work and money was very tight, but somehow he did it. And honestly, if it wasn't for that, I would not be where I am today. And I know you're not listening to this, Dad, but thanks.
And finally, question 13. Do you own any rare and or valuable video games game memorabilia? What is it, are they?
I do, actually. It's the strategy guide for Dragon Quest IX for the DS. Except, it's Japanese. Now, the Japanese strategy guide, it's not that rare, especially in Japan. But outside of Japan, where Dragon Quest is less popular, the strategy guides, much less the Japanese strategy guide, they go for a pretty penny. And I found it, of all places, at a Value Village. I picked it up, and despite the fact that I can't speak or read Japanese, it is one of my most prized possessions. And that is about it. I certainly had fun answering this little questionnaire, and I hope you guys enjoyed listening to my answers. Oh, and thank you to 53XB07 for listing the questions off to me. I hope to see you guys later, and, well, now that I'm back, yeah, I definitely will. Take care.